Another new beginning. That's the name of today's little mini clip, little piece that I'm going to orate whilst I walk. I'm at one of the places I usually like to do some walking in. Very wet here, very like almost like marshy and swamp-like, but nevertheless a great day to be alive, nice and sunny over here in my neck of the woods, and I'm enjoying a walk right now. So yeah, another new beginning. And I'm calling this little clip that because I'm doing some retooling and recalibrating over at the House of White Wellness. Some new things you might have seen already if you're on the Telegram is that I changed the name of the Vedic Sex channel. It was originally called Vedic Sex and Yogic Studies. Now it's going to be called Vedic Sex, Fertility, and Yoga. So it's going to be more of an encompassing subject matter going forth. And I'm also going to be posting on this channel, trying to, you know, cultivate this one as well as the White Wellness one. But of course, this one is going to be, I guess, kind of more of the flavor or the feeling moving forward for things, which is a good thing because I've spent so much time doing the main White Wellness channel and getting caught up in some of the, you know, I guess you could call it snares, you know, the news and the memes, and a lot of this is just the Zio sludge. And of course, it's already very well established the importance of cooking, nutrition, and race. I think that's been established since day one with White Wellness, so those channels will be there too, but this is going to kind of be my main focal point going forward. And also, I changed something else. If you notice this on the Telegram channels, I was utilizing the word collective, saying the other channels were part of the White Wellness Collective. And I was thinking, like, you know what? That's kind of like not the best word. I kind of think of like hipsters in Brooklyn or anyone who knows, you know, anything about that style, maybe Portland, you know, some part of, you know, the country with that type of feel or flavor. And it really just means group. And I don't know if that's necessarily the right language to utilize. So I changed it to dynasty. And dynasty actually means power or bloodline, which I think is more descriptive than just group. So now it's part of the White Wellness Dynasty as opposed to the White Wellness Collective. So those are just some of the things that are going to be changing around this neck of the woods. And I also think when you use the word dynasty, not only is it power or bloodline, but it's also about your own personal journey and your own family, right? And I think that's really, really important. That's part of the whole, you know, waking up, whatever, you know, euphemism you want to utilize or call it. I think that's really one of the most important things, being alive, you know, on this earth as a human is that journey and not putting, how do I say this, too much stock into maybe what other people could be capable of doing. Like if we're ever going to have this huge kind of like white network, I mean, I don't know if that's ever going to happen. I mean, look at the past, things like the NS Kindred. Look how that went south real quick and how a lot of unsavories kind of infiltrate. That was the idea and the premise good, certainly. But was it sustainable and long-lasting? Not necessarily. So I think really what's so important, especially moving forward as things are changing so quickly, and of course now we have, you know, the shifting gears from the Ouyad AI and the climate change to the stuff going on with Ukraine and Russia. Oh, by the way, interesting tidbit. Speaking of that, supposedly the oldest artifact that has one of our most amazing symbols on it, the auspicious sign, also known as the swastika, is from or in Ukraine. So maybe what's going on there is actually just a bit of fanfare. You know, of course, there's always a K-theater aspect to everything, propaganda, you know, especially with all the, you know, the things we can see online and the visuals we can get caught up on. But maybe the underlying thing with that whole scenario is to basically wipe artifacts or symbols out of, you know, of an Aryan land. Just thinking. But yeah, these are some of the things that I'm thinking about moving forward with things changing so quickly in this world. And it's so easy to get caught up in trying to fix stuff and, you know, laugh at the memes and hope for some type of, you know, congruence to come together in like a large group. But can that happen? Will that happen? Will it be infiltrated? Will it fall down and crumble? These are all possible possibilities. Maybe what's more important is just focusing really on how we can build that on our own, doing our own homesteading and permaculture and animal husbandry and, you know, learning our own herbalist skills and medicinal skills and cookery and butchery and, you know, the hoaxes of virology. I mean, there's so many things out there that one should really be focusing on. Midwifery, I mean, there's so many things that, I mean, we can't really rely, I don't think, obviously not on the system, but can we even rely on a group of our own people who we don't even know? Maybe not, right? And when push comes to shove, if there's goods to be looted, I think they're going to be looted by regardless of race. I mean, there's been plenty of, in historical context, plenty of times when, you know, other members of the white race were dueling with other members. So when push comes to shove, people want to eat and get what they want at the end of the day. So you've really got to prepare, you know, yourself for these types of things moving forward. Not to be anything like doomsday or anything like that. Just thinking from a very pragmatic and logical way. So some things I'm just thinking about whilst I'm walking. It's nice here. Not too much foliage yet, but we're on the precipice of the vernal equinox. We have, what, about the 20th, and today's, the 10th? So we've got about 10 days, and of course on Sunday we will be spring forward, not fall back, so you'll lose that hour of sleep. I believe at 2 a.m. on Sunday morning it will become 3 a.m. But the bonus is that you have an extra hour of daylight. Perhaps you can use that for gardening, for taking walks, you know, all this great stuff, you know? I mean, there's a lot of good things in life. Despite a lot of the stuff that's not so good, there are still a lot of jewels out there, and not to forget that, right? Not to forget that there's so much outside there still in the real world, even if it sometimes looks and it is somewhat grim, you know, on the online world. So I think that's all I have to say for this little clip. Oh, and I guess one more thing I'll mention in regards to retooling and new beginnings and all that jazz. I think I'm going to be moving to a smaller format for the show. Not these clips. These are just little clips I take, you know, whilst I'm walking and such, but I'm talking about the main broadcast. I think just doing shorter shows and maybe on a more sporadic or spontaneous basis is kind of where I'm leading right now. That's kind of where I'm at. So just mentioning that too. So at some point we'll be connecting again soon on another broadcast. All right. A great day for everyone, and a great day to be alive.